Using ag data to tell the farm story to the non-farming public. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources and Conservation Service has been collecting ag data for 90 years, and they're not doing it just for fun. The agency puts those data to practical use. NRCS Chief Aubrey Betancourt.
A number of platforms that are affiliated with some of our soil health, some of our habitat work, and we're actually challenging the team to go back into our data. We know we started here on this resource concern in this critical watershed. What did we get when we made this investment over the last 10 years?
Betancourt says this action makes the data relevant to folks who are not part of the ag environment. And she adds, it also makes the farmer the hero in the story.
You wouldn't have gotten the water quality improvement in New York City from working with upstate dairymen, or the improvement in pollinator habitat, or the improvement in fish species or habitat development in waterways, if you hadn't invested in the farmer implementing those practices and keeping them farming on the landscape. I think that is why it's doubly important for NRCS, for all of us as partners, to be communicating that.
Betancourt says a deep analysis of conservation program data helps the NRCS know what's working and what isn't.
We start rewarding things that are successful. And what's successful is the farmer on the landscape engaging in voluntary conservation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.